Jammers. Wait, what's the show? Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast. Jammers. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. I got wigs, I got sparkly coats. That's my new fashion thing is I let my niece pick everything out. What
do you think we're going to be for Halloween? I got wigs, I got sparkly coats. What else could we possibly need? We're going to be three-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my earrings are cupcakes. Oh, and that's my new fashion thing is I just FaceTime my niece and like have her pick stuff out.
Oh, I got a pair of earrings that are Barbie heels.
Ooh.
Preston's mom got them for me. They're real cute.
Like
old school plastic shitty Barbie heels.
Yeah. So that's we're gonna be sparkly wig earring people.
3-year-olds.
You know, the traditional, the Halloween tradition.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in 1890.
Right.
There is always that one costume that you're like, you're just like, come on. You're just a thing.
I know. Well, we're going to go all out. Oh my God. I'm excited. We'll talk about this. What could we do?
I am so excited.
What could we do?
I don't care what this episode's about. I literally just booked my ticket. I was late calling you guys because I changed my seat 3 times.
Where are you sitting?
Okay. Let's get into this. No, because it's a red eye because I always want aisle.
Yeah.
Because I like getting up a shit ton when I'm on a flight. Because I hate it and I'm anxious and I'm bored.
What do you
go pretend I have to pee. I like just walk back and forth to the bathroom or like I throw my own trash away. Just like any excuse to get up out of my seat.
Jesus.
You are everyone's favorite person on a flight.
So you're.
That's why I sit in the aisle. That's why I like an aisle seat because I don't. I also piss a lot.
Yeah.
And I hate like our last flight, but I was in the middle and Preston was, for some reason, he had a window seat. We didn't have the aisle. And this guy was such a fucking asshole. I only got up 1 time during the flight to pee. And he did the whole, like, I was like, hey, I'm so sorry to you. Like, out loud, like, exasperated, like, eye rolling. And I'm like, motherfucker, it's a 5.5-hour flight.
Right. And I get bummed out when I'm sitting, when I sit on the aisle, because I get on the aisle for the same reason. I don't think I had to tell you that. I think it's, well, and by when Megan,
because you do lunges.
Right. I do lunges. Yeah.
I'm just pretending to throw away trash.
Right.
Being annoying and doing lunges up and down the plane.
I'm doing calisthenics. I'm like, is anyone else hip flexors tight? I'm going to do a free stretch class. I mean, I'll take money if you have cash.
You just bust out a square, a square reader.
Oh, I found it. I can take cards. No Amex, though. They charge extra. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, abs tight. Let's go. They're like, can you sit down? We're trying to do the instructional safety demonstration.
And you're like, this is part of it.
Right.
These out of shape fucks are never making it off this plane.
But no, like, but I get worried when I'm on the aisle seat. I always will let people know, like, I sit down and like, I'm sure people do not like me on planes, but I feel like in the aisle seat, it's my duty to be like, okay, I just want to let you guys know I'm like a cool aisle seat person.
You do this. You're the worst.
If you got to pee, I'll be like, hey, I might fall asleep. I might snore. But if you guys got to go to the bathroom, just hit me. And I'm like, I'm into it. And they're just like, please don't talk to us.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I will piss my own pants.
Right.
I would in this airplane seat, then talk to you. No, but so because it's a red eye out there again, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning. And so I initially just, you know, automatic clicked aisle seat. And then I was like, no, I want window.
So you can sleep.
For sleeping purposes. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back and change it. Oh, it was a stressful warning.
Yeah. I had to figure out, wait a minute, am I going to be having diarrhea or dreams? What are we doing on this flight?
I don't see why not both.
I mean, really, you're in between the two at all times.
I'm so excited.
Dude, this is going to be so fun.
I haven't been to New York in like a year and a half.
Yeah, we can ride bikes and we'll go to supper. This is my new place that I've been eating.
Supper.
Dude, it's the fucking best.
Supper is a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Like trash.
Yes.
Yeah, New York's so fucking cool. They just name their places what they are.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to food. Fuck you. Here's some food. Anyway, supper sounds great.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to, you should probably go to AA. What is this? It's an after hours bar.
Yeah. I got there an AA meeting at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
There is the 12th step. I mean, that's close.
Yeah,
enough.
No, it's called the 13th step.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Very clever. I love
so
it.
So witty. Such a great bar.
What's the 13th step? You go back to drinking. Yeah. You complete the process so then you can drink again.
Yeah. Yep. That's like anything.
So witty.
Oh, if you think when I hit the 1 year mark, I'm not having, so send those Jamal
in. I'll fly back out for that.
Yeah.
For
when
sure.
I hit the 1 year mark, I'll probably be able to have a whole glass and a half wine. I think it'll be cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to go the opposite. You're going to be like, I mean, cause I have not had anything to drink for a year, so I could easily drink like 600-700 bottles of vodka that first night back.
That's how it works, right?
You gotta that's how it works.
Yeah.
I know. Your vodka reserves are gonna be so low.
I know.
It's by like, that time.
It's like, you know, when you wake up in the morning and it's like, okay, the first thing you should do is drink water because you've been sleeping for 8 hours. I will essentially have been sleeping. My liver is taking a long, year-long nap. So when I wake it up, I gotta replenish.
I'm gonna need to consult the doctor.
Yeah,
no, we're doctors.
It's going to be fun. It's June 21st, 2019. Mark your calendars.
Come watch Wendy die.
What are we doing?
We're planning the Halloween. Okay, so listen. Thank you for everyone who responded, and people are still responding. So we posted an Instagram story today to be like, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? And people are responding with questions, and people have some really good questions. So we want to get to those because that'll be fun.
Oh, so
how many of those questions
now?
Are what are you going to do for Halloween? Because I've got answers. Right.
So let's talk now. We got to figure out like a good costume. Like we got, cause I know.
Yeah. We've got 2 months and you're going to be here soon. So we can get each other's measurements.
Yep. We can start. Oh, I know. We can gather fabrics.
Oh, you know what we need to do? We'll figure out, we'll convene with Preston so that we can do a couple's costume, but so it can be the same.
Yes.
So I don't have to deal with two costumes, and then he can do it here and then you can do it in New York.
That's
so we'll have
great.
To figure out a good you and Preston combo costume.
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I guess that means I got to go on a diet or he's got to gain weight. We'll just use Spanish.
Oh, no, you'll be good.
I hope he likes wigs and sparkles.
I was going to say, bring some of your wigs out for him to try on.
I would love him just in a long blue wig. And
I could already see his face, and I know you can too.
Yeah.
Exactly, the exact face he would make in that situation.
Yep, and it's making my heart warm. Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, what are some of these questions?
Yeah, this is cool. So thank you guys so much because this essentially was like, a lot of times we have a guest or we have a plan, but we didn't. And we haven't fucking talked to each other. So we're like, what?
No, because you've been busy and I was out of town and then I was just literally working every fucking day since we recorded last. So, I want to kill myself.
Yeah, that's right. Because you had to make up for all that lost money.
And I'm going to have to do it again because I'm going to see you fucking idiots.
Yeah. Okay. So we have two. Okay. So the first question that came in, let's do this in the order. And this is a really fun one. So this is from Tyler Mead, former guest.
Ooh, guest and buddy.
We love Tyler. First of all, Tyler, congratulations. He just got an apartment. He just found a place. He's living in Manhattan.
Ooh.
I saw he's a very fancy boy.
Yeah. I got a text from him yesterday. He goes, I'm officially a Manhattan gay. And we were like, oh my God, it's amazing.
He's so grown up.
So if you won't do it, he'll come with us on Halloween. He'll do sparkly wigs.
Oh yeah. He's told me there's like a couple of drag shows. He wants to take me.
Yeah.
To.
Oh, that's going to be fun. So Tyler wrote and his response verbatim was, oh, fuck yeah. Talk. I love it. Talk about how to flirt or how to tell if someone is dateable or just trash. And then he said, I desperately need the help now that things are actually, quote, going well because of his apartment. I'm trying to date.
Oh, now that you're not homeless, all of a sudden things are going well. Fuck off.
Yeah, now that things are actually going well, I'm trying to date and it's caps locks awful. All right, so This is from the knowledgeable grown-ups of Jammers. Okay, how do you flirt and how do you tell if someone's dateable or just trash?
Okay, he sent me this as like a question. We chat, no big deal. Don't be jealous. Okay. And he asked me, and I was, because it's not like people always say like, oh, all men are trash, but no, it's all people are trash. So it really, it's just what level of trash you're real like willing to deal with in a relationship.
Yep.
Cause everyone's trash. Everyone, no one's dateable. Have you met people?
Right.
Oh, you should just have sex with everyone once and never talk to them again. But you know, we like don't want to be alone or whatever.
Right.
So you just find a trash monster that you're like, well, I also enjoy this specific breed of trash. Let's eat it together.
Oh,
I think they're
romantic, right? It's romantic.
They're serving our favorite.
That actually is very, very romantic.
And they actually have a special on our favorite kind of trash at supper.
Yeah. They call it food trash.
Steven, what do you
actually,
have?
You know what? It's funny because Megan kind of hit on it.
Yeah, I'm smart.
But in a much more comedic way. But no, I always feel like when you're dating, you want to find someone, because she's right. Everyone kind of is trash and has their own baggage and weight, especially, you know, the older you get, the more trash people accumulate. So I feel like you're just looking for someone that complements your trash. You know,
right.
That, like for me, like dating, like I can deal with someone. Me dating other like downer depressives doesn't go very well, but I can date someone who has like a complementary anxiety that kind of works out and then levels the field. Yeah. That works out for me. I don't know.
Yeah. And like flirting, like how do you, I mean.
Oh, I'm terrible at that.
I'm not good at it.
I actually.
Just blow people.
I don't think
that's
I'm
my advice. So that counts as flirting, right?
Yeah. That's, I just grab their dick and I'm
meet
like,
meet a guy in a bar, put your hands down his pants. If he's into it, then that's your boyfriend.
Right. Yes. No. Left. Right. How do I turn this faucet
up,
on?
Down?
How do I make this thing go?
BBBA.
I can work my own shower.
A-A-A-B. Up.
But these knobs are so hard. It's either like too hot or too cold. Yeah.
Am I flirting?
I can get my own dick. I mean pussy hard. Oh, God. I gotta go.
Oh, shit. I gotta go. Goodbye. That's what we should be for Halloween.
What?
Giant pussies.
Yes.
It's like confused genitals.
Oh, I'm picturing Preston's face as just a mad clip.
Oh, he'd be the mad with his little mustache.
Yes.
If only all clits had little mustaches, then you'd be able to find them a lot easier.
I know. I could just picture him just like, oh God, if somebody could draw, I know we have a lot of artists listening.
Oh my God. If you could draw Preston, he's all over my Instagram. If you could draw Preston's super handsome face.
Right.
As a clitoris.
Yeah.
Super handsome, but stone-faced.
I will frame that in our apartment.
Yeah.
Above his side of the bed.
Yeah. Just Preston as like a mad in an oversized clitoris costume. Yes, 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 yes. That would be great.
And we'll God. I love it.
And we'll pay for it. I'll give you $20.
And hugs.
Yes.
Money.
We got some GMLM, so we got some money to kick back for a drawing.
We do?
Yeah, we got, yeah.
No, I know. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, Steven, that was good acting. Oh, someone's been taking improv class.
Yeah. I yes anded the crap out of that.
Yeah, that was
I
great.
Yes anded the, but that's not a good one to yes and, because then we just think that like you,
I know that I didn't get it.
What yeah. email happened, right. Or like just haven't been checking emails. They're like, oh, we do. Yeah, Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was doing it.
Don't you pay
attention? Do your job, Steven. Yeah, we do.
He goes, ha, you believed me. High five. We're like, what are you doing? He's like, that was a great scene. What?
What? No.
It's not improv.
Oh, this is exactly like I kicked out of the UCB. It's all coming back.
But yeah, that'd be great. So the flirting thing. Oh, I actually have like a combo. And my response, this is more like how to not flirt.
You suck their dick and put a finger in their butt.
Right. And is that flirting?
It's post-flirting.
Well, flirting. So I have a friend, like a male, like my buddy, who I like, I didn't know if we were going to hook up or not. And my way of flirting was just to just straight up ask him and be like, are we going to make out or what's happening? I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, flirting.
Right.
Blunt honesty.
Flirting where you just get, you're hanging out, having a good time. And then you just go, look, asshole.
That's my move.
And so now this is kind of like a double answer. So this happened recently, and he was like, no, I don't think like it's, and I was like, okay, that's fair. I can respect that. And then I found out like a week later. Great. Now this is someone I've been good friends with, I would say. I mean, I consider one of my closest friends. We spend lots of time together. We hang out a lot. We know intimate details of each other's life. So after, and I always thought like, I always thought like, is he trying to flirt with me? There were vibes, and it was just seemed like, and Megan, you guys both know this is true. So when I brought up the makeout thing and he was like, no, not right now. I was like, okay, well, I tried and, you know, okay, good. And I was like, I was able to move on.
Yeah.
And then I found out a week later, he's had a girlfriend for the last like 2.5 years and never told me.
Because he was flirting.
This is crazy.
It was so crazy. And so that to me, like, I wasn't sad. But I was mostly just like, so that was an example of a clear sign of like, oh, so I was like, oh, now I'm doubly over him because I would never date him because that is a crazy thing to omit from a close friendship.
That is
a
crazy omission. Although
So that's how I found out that he, for me, is not dateable. That's a different kind of trash that I like.
Trash.
Right. I'm a different kind of trash. Now, have I had sugar daddies where we're exchanging, you know what I'm saying?
That's a different.
But so that means I have to date someone that's cool with that. So I'm a different kind of trash. I'm high class trash. I'm a different kind.
Yeah, sure. That's what you are.
Yeah.
No, you just require honesty. You just like, hey, is this going to make you uncomfortable? Let's talk it out.
You can be like involved in whatever. But yeah, so that for me, I was like, oh, honesty is like kind of a big thing for me. And that's lying by omission. And it's not a malicious thing, but it's just like a weird, right? It's weird.
No,
It's weird.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to lie about.
It's a weird thing to lie about.
Can I say that? Because I mean, does it seem like men do that more than women? Because I feel like I've never heard the reverse of that story.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Where a girl doesn't mention she has a boyfriend?
Where a girl doesn't mention she has a serious boyfriend for like years?
Yeah. For years, that's what's weird.
Yeah. Because like I did that. Like I was talking to this girl. I met this girl just randomly kind of out at a fucking thing where people would meet, whatever. And we started talking and we started flirting and she gave me her number. And then when I texted her, she was like, hey, I kind of have to shut this down. I like you, but I have a guy and it's kind of like on the edge of being serious. Like she was just in a new relationship that she wasn't sure. She was just coming out of that dating people phase and she was kind of getting serious with this guy. So she shut it down. Now she very possibly could have Googled me and then used that as an excuse. But I respected that. I was like, that's cool. I think that's okay.
Had you guys? I wasn't listening. Sorry.
Okay, never mind. Reset.
No, I haven't been listening for a year and a half. How long have we been doing this podcast?
I was waiting for Megan to just text me.
I'm so glad someone finally said it.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention.
I was like, I don't know how much longer I can keep this up.
All right. Okay. Never mind.
No. But I was going to ask, and I'm sure people listening, the people that are listening to the podcast are like, oh, he just said that. But I was actively just fucking about some other shit. I was trying to think of costume ideas.
And I love you. That's important. That's, I know. That is so much more important than anything Steven has ever said.
Okay. So did you guys hook up or ever go out or no?
No, we didn't. I texted her asking her out.
Okay.
Like I texted her formally being like, hey, I think you're cute. Let's go out. That was not my line, but you know,
what was your line? Do you remember?
I don't remember my exact line. It was probably very wordy.
You think?
Oh, that doesn't sound like you at all.
It was probably way too much.
And by line, I mean PDF. It's in a PDF format somewhere in my... That's a little inside baseball.
That's when he meets... Yeah, he gives women a manifesto. He meets a woman.
It's a brief novella.
And just hands her his 47-page document.
The word manifesto, I found, scares women off.
I called a manifesta. I feminized it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want women to be scared off by it.
I'm a feminist. It's a manifesta.
I'm one of you. I'm a good guy.
No. God damn it.
That's one of the tricks we learned at our men's meeting.
Yeah, exactly. That does sound like, that totally sounds like a really racist person trying to speak Spanish and just adding an A to the end of everything. Yep. That's exactly what his men's meeting would do. Like, how do we like feminize things more and just like less, I know, just add an A to the end of everything.
I feel like you are not taking me seriously
I want to put it in your butter.
Yeah, butter?
Your butter?
You want to use butter?
That doesn't work. There's no feminization of butt.
Don't be mad. I just want you to suck on my dick up.
Are you doing a racist Italian thing right now? What's happening?
I was assaulted.
Are we going to supper?
Yeah. I'd like to report an assault. Yes, officer. I'd like to report an assault. He looked to be of East Asian descent, but he was speaking with a very offensive Italian accent.
Was it like a sexual assault? No, just like I'm worried this guy's going to go like... ruin some Italian family's dinner. Like he's really,
he's very confused.
I feel totally safe, but I'm very concerned.
And he might have a stutter too, because he kept referring to my lady parts as my vagina. So you're looking for an Italian man with a stutter.
You're looking for a very stereotypically racist Italian. Right. I think that would be appropriate in this circumstance. An Italian, potentially with a stutter.
Right. So you sent her this thing and she said...
Oh, I don't know.
And she said, no, I can't figure it out.
How did I blow it?
Yeah, no, I had a guy, this is fucking wacky. So I had a dude at the gym. This also pissed me off. Now this pissed me off.
Just my friend, example of how not to flirt?
Yeah, this is an example of how not to flirt. I was at the gym and I was like stretching, and this guy, I was stretching and he kept looking at me through the mirror, and I was like, but I was doing these stretches where it was clean. I mean, camel toe, what am I going to do, right?
Pussy.
Yeah.
And pussy fat. Yeah. Your pussy fat.
Yeah. My pussy fada was all over the place.
Pussy fada.
And so he goes, sorry, I don't mean to stare. I'm just like, I hurt myself. And I'm like looking at your stretches for like tips on flexibility. And I was like, first of all, that's not true.
That's weird.
That's not, it's just, and like, that's a good line, but like, that's not true. And then I was like, oh yeah. And then I had earbuds in and he just kept talking to me. And so I was so agitated that I just wanted to finish my workout. So I walked over and I go, hey, I'm sorry to be like an asshole, but are you trying to like go out to dinner or something like that? And he goes, oh, I mean, I don't know. And I'm like, look, if you want, I'm like, do you want to just hear my, if like phone number, Instagram, what do you want to do? I got to finish my workout. I just wanted him to stop bothering me. And I'm not going to respond to his text messages anyway.
Did you think this person was attractive? I mean, would you have gone out?
He was fine. I was mostly, he was bothering me. And it's like, I'll just block him and I don't care.
Yeah. But like, is the way to get him off your back to verify? I mean, to just be like, hey, here's my number and everything you wanted from
me. Yeah. Because for me to be like, oh, thanks. Sorry. I'm listening to a podcast. I'm working out. And he kept talking to me.
Exactly.
Shouldn't you be able to say like, hey, please stop talking to me and have that?
Yeah, you should.
Of course you should, Steven. Go back to your men's meetings. Maybe you can bring this radical new idea.
You know what? I think the important thing is like when a woman says no to you, just accept the no and walk away.
I agree. And that's something that you should tell that men need to learn. That's not, the onus is not on me to be like, just keep telling him no. I've learned that's the quickest way.
Yeah.
And not to get all fucking serious, but that chick, they found her body. Do you remember that girl was like on a run? It was somewhere like, and I'm going to fuck up because I don't remember the location or anything. But this girl, they found her dead body. It was in Iowa. Yeah. Because I remember she lived in Brooklyn, Iowa. I remember the city was Brooklyn, but she was on a run. And this guy driving a pickup truck said, hey, you're beautiful or whatever. And she was like, okay, thanks. I'm not interested. And kept running. And he followed her. He told the cops this. He followed her and was like, hey, I said, I think you're beautiful. And she's like, please leave me alone.
Cool, thanks. Leave me alone.
Yeah. And then he kept following her. And she said, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to call the cops. And instead of him leaving her alone, which you would think, just you guys, girls, if boys are talking to you, bothering you, just say, leave me alone. The third time she said, leave me alone, or I'm going to call the cops. His response to the police was, he goes, it just made me so mad. I just got so enraged and I don't know what happened, but I blacked out. And what he did was he got so mad and felt rejected and got his feelings hurt.
Yeah, he got his feelings hurt because a woman told him no.
And so he blacked out, air quotes, and picked and grabbed her and murdered her and drove around with this chick in his truck and then dumped her body off. So women are a little bit afraid. We have to find other ways
of saying no to men
without hurting their feelings so they don't get mad.
And murder and rape us.
Yeah.
We don't want to get wiped and murdered, Steven.
Yeah, that's not nice. That's what we should do with our costumes. We'll walk around as giant vaginas like, we don't want to be waped and murdered.
I don't want to be waped and murdered. I like breathing air.
Yeah.
And I can go as myself and you could just talk to me the entire time.
Yeah, like,
you
a male just, awful right. man.
Yeah. I like breathing air and drinking water.
Yeah.
I want to go to school
one
day.
I like aging.
Yeah.
It's fun continuing to get older.
I can't wait for my outside whims of my bosoms to touch all the way to the ground. That way, when I walk through my apartment, I'm also cleaning. And I went into a weird accent. I couldn't keep up the baby voice.
I know, I couldn't do it either. We both sound really... we can only sound like sexy baby vaginas for so long.
And then it was like...
I'm a New York vagina.
These pussies are coughing up hairballs.
Why do these pussies have smoker's cough? This is crazy.
Oh, we're smoking cigarettes and dressing up like giant vaginas, and it's happening.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's
I'll
awesome.
Go, I will. I can dip back into smoking. I love. I'll like have 2 months of non-smoking and be like, no, it's for my Halloween costume.
Yes.
Just like sucking down
cigarettes.
Packs. No, I would rather kill myself. I would just...
Yeah, you know what herbal cigarettes are? It's like lettuce and catnip. So we would be walking around in our vagina costumes having catnip. All these feral bodega cats would be like...
That would be... That if... Oh my God.
Just
like Pied Piper pussies.
Yes.
That would be so good. If we could figure out how to get the bodega... Okay, we make the pussy out of bologna.
Yes.
Out of various lunch meats. We use different colored lunch meats for shading.
Yep.
I think this is a great idea.
I think the Pied Piper pussy is amazing.
I think this is a great idea.
Sebastian walks on a harness.
No, I will not let you do that. I will not let you do this. I will not let you. I will not let you bring Sebastian out on a harness on Halloween.
Then we'll put Steven on the harness. And you can
that's
be Sebastian.
Fine. That's fine.
We'll walk Steven around. If that's not the most feminist, you better do it.
How am I recruited for this?
I mean, we're dressing you up like a cat, and you're going to be a real life Sebastian, and we're going to be smoking pussies made out of bologna, and we're going to walk you around New York City on a leash. And if you think we're not doing that, you are wrong.
I signed up for.
You are wrong.
Good thing I'm getting in at 6 a.m. the day before, because we have some work to do.
If anyone knows how to sew meats together.
Who did that Lady Gaga dress? Whoever did the Lady Gaga dress, if you could get in touch with us.
Right. We'll give you another plug on the episode when it comes out. We don't have money to pay you. We're already spending $20 on artwork for Megan's wall.
And God knows how much this bologna is going to cost that you have to sew together for us.
Oh my God. That's our costume. We have to do that.
That's our costume. We have to do it.
That's what we're doing. Get ready. Oh my God.
Lunch meat vaginas.
I don't know what to make of this.
You don't have to crawl on your hands and knees the whole time.
I mean, the whole time.
Look at you knee pads. You little bitch.
Aw, thanks. You guys are so nice.
Wow. I want to Google pussy costume.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
not
sorry
male.
About all that rape and murder that men are doing.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Steven. Thanks for the apology
for the thousands of years.
Yeah, no. Okay, so good question. Good, thanks, Tyler.
Great F.
Yeah, great question. We really did we answer it? I think we answered
think we
it 20
it.
Minutes
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is a good one.
Vagina costume. Go ahead. I'm gonna ignore you.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Wait, homemade.
Oh my God.
Read the question.
The bologna.
Read the question.
Sorry, I'm like getting wanna make sure you remember bologna. Write that in there. Okay.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. It's got a pizza in it. Pussy with pizza. It's my type of pussy.
Oh, you're looking up costumes?
Yes. Yes.
I thought you were just making notes for yourself of
there's
like.
There's also, for some reason, a lot of gumball. I typed in homemade vagina costume, and there's a lot of homemade gumball machine costumes.
Boo. We could do this. Weird. Is going to be like not that difficult to do. We're going to.
How is that? Where's that correlation?
I think some type of like metal frame. And then maybe like a paper mache base.
No, too complicated.
Metal frame.
Yeah.
What kind of pussies are you fucking, Steven?
I mean.
Why are there so many gumballs?
We're not going as sex robots.
How does vagina, how do you get gumball machine out of vagina? Is that a thing? Do men call vaginas gumball?
No.
Like, oh man, I got up in this girl's gumball machine the other night.
No. No,
I like how you're thinking that as a stereotype.
I'm trying to think of, no, because I was thinking, I'm trying to think if there is an analogy. I feel like there's some type of an analogy for a clitoris referred to as like a little gum.
I'm going to put my balls all up in this bitch's gum. That would be.
Oh, well, yeah. Clitoris looks like, yeah.
Like a piece of chewed up gum.
Like a piece of chewed up gum. I feel like I've heard that.
You feel like you've heard that.
I feel like I've heard that on the streets.
Yeah.
Where I live.
Oh, on the streets? Mm-hmm. Have you heard them on the streets?
Out here on the mean streets of Brooklyn.
The mean streets of Greenpoint.
Vagina hat. It's on sale for only $16.89.
Awesome. Okay, next question. This is from Zandra. Oh, no, we're building our costume and answering questions. Jammers, multitasking. And this is a good example of multitasking being just doing a half-assed job at multiple things at once, but who cares?
Crushing it.
Okay, Xander's question. God damn it. I love you so much.
Xander, a man.
I'm reading their Instagram handles.
Okay.
So Xander's question is, yo, but like, how old is Steven actually?
37. He's 37. We already covered this. When I lost my mind.
So good. Yeah. Steven's 37. And we figured it out before that.
Yeah.
Because we did some creative math.
Did some creative math.
Also, I would like to give a shout out.
So he's gross and dead.
Yeah.
I'm very old.
Speaking of Steven missing edits, because he also doesn't listen to the show. You did miss that edit. There's another edit you missed. And I got an email about that. And he goes, from somebody named Paul. And he goes, hey, did you guys go to did you and Nick go to Paddles? Or was that the club that Steven forgot to edit out?
I forgot
you missed
to edit
an
it
edit
out.
Mid-episode.
Oh, no.
And I didn't say anything. Because I thought it was dumb that you edited out in the first place.
It was dumb that I edited it. And you know, once I committed to it, I was like, this is like halfway through. I was like,
I was like, why keep it a secret?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I was. Ha! Dumb. All right, my bad.
That's actually...
Bissed it.
See, look, no one's listening to the show. The only people listening to the show are the listeners. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, friends.
Yeah. Please feel, you guys are like showrunners giving us notes. But they're like, you guys fucked up on this. We're like, yeah, we don't listen to the show.
I'm trying.
You're like, we don't.
I listen to the show.
The descriptions are just written based on a vague memory.
Right. The descriptions are written. I open up my laptop and I put catnip all over the keyboard and I go, go, Sebastian, go. And then he rolls around and then I email it. I'm like, fucking whatever. Okay. Oh, this is a great question. So, this is from Ian. He's a Gray Voices on Instagram. He says, are you guys ever going to release merch? I think the podcast cover art is really awesome. Also, you guys should do another song with Sarah Dooley. Huh.
We should, because I love her. And she's in Alaska right now, and I hate her.
I know.
See how quick? I'm very fickle.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I wonder, so for merch, like, because the cover art's great. Thank you for writing in. Appreciate it. And for wanting to get some merch.
Yeah. What's been happening on the merch?
Well, we're trying to find an artist that'll want to do it and like price out thing, but we got to think of a design that we like.
Yeah.
And I found a picture and it's like an old timey drawing of it's three kittens like in an oversized jam jar with jam everywhere. And I was like, they could maybe... If someone could like draw, I haven't sent it to you guys because I'm like, yeah, they're going to be like, fuck off. So I'm trying to find a better idea. But I was like, if Alana drew us instead of kittens as like garbage pail midget kids,
I think that would be awesome.
Climbing in a jam jar.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
Don't look at him. This is you and me.
Yeah.
Yes. I say yes.
Okay.
You know what? I actually had kind of a goofy idea. Maybe this is an off podcast conversation or
do it on the, do it on
all
the,
right.
Do it so, on the, do it live.
Megan,
do it live. That's the funniest clip. That's one of my favorite.
It'll always be funny. It will always, no matter how much time goes on, it's always funny.
Yeah. If you have not, if you're listening right now and you have not seen this clip, you feel free to pause the episode, watch the clip. And then start listening to the show again. It's the Bill O'Reilly clip of him being mad. And it's, if you Google Bill O'Reilly, do it live. It's one of the funniest clips.
It'll be funny forever because you will always forever be a cunt.
Yeah,
so
I think
it will always be good.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll do it live. It's so,
so good.
Anyway.
So Megan, I remember when we first met, you showed me your tattoo of the skeleton at the beach.
Yes.
And I fucking love that tattoo because like it's exactly your vibe. And I was thinking, I was like,
dead at the beach.
Yeah. I'm like, that's perfect. And I was thinking about it and I was like, that would make an awesome jammer shirt. if it was like the skeleton at the beach that was your actual tattoo that you chose to get with like a Jammers logo. I thought that like it very much embodies Megan, but like, I don't know.
Agreed,
the personal
and
specifics.
It's cool. We will talk. There is a company, this isn't them, but they have a very similar design.
Okay.
It's not the same as my tattoo, but they're very, and I fucking love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, but then we got to look at this Halloween costume because that could also be a fun thing to sketch and have on a coffee mug.
I mean, we could just take a picture and then have that like the way that Sasha Grey is doing her merch right now.
I know.
We could just take a picture of the two of you as vaginas and then that's the merch. Like just a big
and then Steven's the dick
print.
Just constantly fucking everything up.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be on your hands and knees in a cat costume on a leash. You're not going to not be in the picture, but if you are in the picture, you're going to be dressed up like a cat and on your hands and knees.
I do like the as us as vaginas just sitting on top of Steven.
Yeah. I think that's great.
As a cat.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Gabe. What are we doing?
Yeah, and then we'll be farting on you, and it's the pussy fart gang. That, but maybe that's pussy fart gang.
Yes,
merch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pussy fart gang. Oh my god, that's the fucking costume.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's pussy fart gang.
We could be the pussy fart gang. We could be the pussy fart gang for Halloween.
Yeah, that's it. Okay,
that's
great.
What we're doing.
Perfect.
Bye. And we will. Oh no, and we will work on it. So when everyone else wants to also be this for Halloween,
yes. Yes, we'll do.
People love weird costumes. When you show up to a Halloween party and you have a weird costume.
Yep. And for the pussy fart gang, that means guess what we have to do to make it real? Eat cheese like from the second you get here.
Oh, if you don't think I'm expecting you to meet me at JFK with a wheel of brie for us to just eat with our hands, we will not be taking a car from the airport. We will be on the subway because I do not want to eat brie anywhere but a subway.
Yes.
You know, your garbage just really complements each other.
Isn't that
it
nice?
Does. Yeah. It's all cheese. It's all covered in melty, gooey cheese.
That's the best. Oh, and if we run out of cheese, we can just eat pieces of bologna off our costume throughout the evening to really ramp up the farts. Oh.
Ooh, you know what we should do? We should hide cheese. How are we going to get the bologna onto the costume? Glue, sew it, staple gun. No, cheese. We use cheese as a glue base.
Yes.
Melted cheese. And then we glue the bologna to our bodies. So then it's a low carb snack all night long.
See? And so
you're
now,
welcome.
Also, see? So we're exercising on planes. We're exercising in our costumes. It's exercise because we'll be sweating.
Oh, because we'll be covered in meat and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be sweating and
you're
having a keto
on the
snack.
Atkins diet at that
yeah.
Time. Yeah.
This is a great idea.
We'll either be the pussy fart gang or the keto cunts.
Keto cunts.
I'm like very well, and the best. I don't have to worry about like packing anything.
Yeah,
for my costume.
Yeah,
we just need to find an industrial amount of bologna.
That's easy.
Bologna.
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 Oh, he's mad because the joking. Feminism thinks. So now he's like, I'm making bologna masculine. If I'm going to walk around with you keto cunts, we're calling it bologna. And queso. Damn.
I was about to be like, Wendy, wait, hold on.
Fuck.
Cheese is queso now. Bah, shit. Wait, damn it.
Fuck.
Wow.
Man, I thought I was going to really.
I'm very excited. Yeah. I've got to send you a picture of this vagina hat.
This here,
I'm
going to wait. I'm going to show it to you.
Yeah. Okay. So good. So there's a merch question. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is great. Sorry. Megan's showing us.
Wow. That is.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Is that a real thing you can purchase?
Yes, for $17.
Fuck.
Yep. Oh, look at this. Okay. So this is, here we go. This is from Fiddler on a Phone Booth, who we love very much. You're
oh,
awesome.
Hey, yeah, yay, hey.
You commented. Okay, here we go. Jammers. I've been through a lot of my life. Not to get all preachy, I reached a point where I'm finally past it and I feel really happy. A happiness that I honestly can't remember feeling. Not euphoric, real shit. I've carried anger, hate, and mania for so long. I don't know anything else. It's been a friend to me almost my entire life. I feel very alone and happy. Kind of a question mark face emoji person. It's like my former self never existed. I just feel so weird. Does this pass?
No.
No.
Well,
does that pass as a question?
Yeah. Or does the feeling pass?
Oh, does the feeling pass?
Yeah. I mean, that does pass. Yeah. So I think her question was, does this pass? Like, does the feeling pass?
All feelings pass.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can. Yeah.
I mean, I think you just have to accept that everything runs in cycles and the waves are up and down. And that's just kind of how life goes. And but it's never terrible, you know?
Yeah. Well, my question would be,
it'll get worse.
Yeah.
It'll get better and then it'll get worse again.
Right. Yep.
And then it'll get like a teeny bit. Okay.
Yeah.
And then like really shitty and then like way better. And then it'll just do that your whole life until you die.
Yeah. Right.
And I think you just have to recognize that when you're in the parts that you think are unrecoverable, that it will get better.
Yeah. And I mean, and I, especially the part with the mania and depression, because I mean, I don't think it like that's, I've been going through that because I right now with like being sober, it's been like 68 days. I feel my natural brain chemistry coming back in. So as my chemistry is resetting, I've gone through specifically that where I feel like not manic and not depressed. And I just feel like middle of the road and productive. And it feels, but it does feel weird when you're used to all this different stimulus. And especially when it's natural, like if you're not, like if you're using drugs and alcohol to get that, then that's what that is. And you can kind of justify it. Like if you're doing meth or doing coke or smoking weed or drinking and you feel weird and shitty and off the next day, that's almost easier because you're like, oh, I feel I'm hungover.
Yeah.
Oh, I was doing Molly. So that's why I feel depressed today. But when you're not doing that and it's your natural brain chemistry, that is like, that's really intense. And I had the other day, and I told this story. On the Patreon thing, I'm trying to do like all different stories that stuff that people feel like ashamed about. And I fucking with Nick the other day when he was in town, I had my first like real break where I just started crying in the street where I had this, the feeling of like euphoria and mania. And I'm like, I feel good. I feel happy. And it was like ramping up and I was feeling really good. It's a beautiful day in Soho and we were walking and I just felt this click in my brain and the dopamine was like, nope, we're done. We're done. And it shut down. Yeah. Mm. And I remember visually, like all the colors changed to dark gray. It felt like I was in the upside down. And Nick was like, so, hey, when do you want to go get dinner? And I just stopped and I started shaking. And I was like, I'm like, I can't, I gotta go home. And he's like, are you okay? And I said, this is the bipolar. I'm aware of this now. I need you to know that my body is reacting as if I've been doing Molly for 4 days in a row and I'm coming down. And I was just honest about it. And I think that's the big thing is like, even just by emailing us, and talking about feeling weird, it's better to be honest about it because everyone goes through this. And I had my first big hit of like this crazy drop off and he was like, okay, we can go. And I'm like, I got to go work out. And he's like, maybe you're just hungry and you need, I go, no, trust me. This is different. It's not low blood sugar. I know what this is. And I just need to get, it was like a werewolf. Like I'm like, oh God, it's a full moon. I got to fucking leave. And I knew it was happening, but I was calm about it. And I was able like, and by the time, and then 5 minutes before we got back to his apartment or the place where he's staying, I like was full on sobbing. And he looked at me and I go, I'm not actually sad. I need to understand, but this is going to be weird. And I was just like full on sobbing. We're like hyperventilating sobbing.
Yeah.
And that happens and I didn't drink and I just, but like shit like that happens. And you just have to like write it out.
Well, I think it's really important to know that you can be able to develop those friendships where you know that you have like, okay, this friend I can be my full self with,
right.
This girlfriend I can be my full self with, this person, my family members, that you have those just a small handful of like key people that you can be fully, fully honest, no matter what you're feeling, no matter what you're going through. And then just, you know, so that you can be a productive societal member and you're not like dumping that on a coworker that isn't that person,
right.
You know, that establish really healthy boundaries within your life. And, you know, for me, that's where having a therapist really, really helps because I know that I have this person that it's not as heavy as like, I feel like I'm being exhausting if I would dump it on my mother or my good friends or, you know, I don't want to do that. But with my therapist, I know that I have permission to just be the full on horror.
Right. Yeah. That's the benefit of having therapists. Cause you can go in.
It's a trash can for your emotions.
Yeah. And you're paying them.
Yeah.
So like that's their job.
Yeah.
So good question. Thank you for writing to us and sorry that you feel so weird, but
sorry. There's no answer, but it's a good conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it gets better and it gets worse. That's my answer for everything.
That's like, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Fixed it.
Okay. Let's see. Kendra Boto. I love this. Okay, so Kendra, what's happening, Kendra? All right. Hey. So this is Kendra's question. Love the show, by the way, exclamation point. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Megan's looking at pussy hats.
Yeah, Megan, I mean, you're just looking at pussy hats.
I want you guys to know.
I am.
You're fully engaged.
Look, this is good. We're multitasking.
I'm listening, and I'm also looking at pussy costumes, guys. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, I am so excited for these costumes. I can't wait to, let's read this question, and then we're going to like finalize these plans and start. Okay. Kendra. Love the show, by the way. Topic I've been curious of lately for my own selfish help. Is there a length of time of singletom that is too long? It's been single over a decade. Does that make me a loser? LOL. Any advice on dating?
Shut up. No.
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 And we did. First of all, Kendra, wait, aren't you? Look, we gave great dating advice before.
Yeah. Are you grabbing dicks
right
randomly in bars?
What if we look and she sent the question out? It was like, okay, so I took your advice in the last, what if she listened to the first half of the episode?
I'm writing this from prison.
Yeah. I took your advice. I'm somehow a time traveler. I've been in jail for the last 10 years for grabbing dicks in bars.
I dressed up
like a meat vagina and started grabbing dicks 10 Halloweens ago.
I'm yelling, I am the pussy fart gang.
Grabbing dicks.
Oh, it really does sound crazy when you say it like that.
Yeah. It was weird. It was so weird.
But yeah, so she's been single for 10 years. What do we think?
I mean, but have you fucked or like, or like, and date?
Well,
or you're just like,
I think there's a lot of details that we're missing on this.
Exactly.
But I think
if you haven't had sex in 10 years, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's true at all. I think it just depends on your heart.
Oh, I do, Steven.
No, yeah. I know you're being very serious and, yeah. I'm no ending everything right now. But I care about this woman's emotions.
No ending.
And I take things way too seriously. Sorry.
No, that's good. So say your answer. Even if you haven't had sex for 10 years, what do you think?
Even if you
say your answer.
I think it's up to you. I think it's how do you.
This is a news show. Say your answer. Say your answer so we can talk about our baloney costume.
Yeah, I know. Come on. Move it on.
Whatever.
Blah, blah, blah.
I think it's up to how you feel. If you feel like you are alone and you are seeking a partner and you're not able to get out in the world and put yourself out there like that, then that's something that I think you can work slowly to change and improve or whatever. Like if you're just not meeting your personal expectations, but I think it's totally something that you need to define for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Good answer. Yeah. So yeah.
Did I win?
Yes.
Did you win? Fuck you.
You win. Okay. You win. We'll bring a little thingy of milk for you to drink on the ground during Halloween.
Oh,
good
thanks.
Answer.
Oh, that would make me very farty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would that make you farty?
I mean, the most. Yeah.
Awesome. Milk and cheese. Milk and cheese.
Milk and cheese. Milk and cheese.
Yeah. I would say as someone now, like most of my adult life has been single. And even though with the sugar daddy thing, and this is going to sound maybe crazy to a lot of people or like strange. I consider myself to have been effectively single because I don't have there's not an actual boyfriend that I can call or hang out with. Like the sugar.
There's no emotional support.
No. So, but I'm still, yeah, but I'm still, I mean, I don't know. Cause not to be right. I really do like, and I liked those guys and they're great, but like I always in my brain, it was fun, but I thought of it as like work and being a therapist. So I didn't think of it as like,
yeah. Because a lot closer to that than being in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, being in a relationship, which is like, shut up already. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I mean, sometimes I can feel like being a therapist too.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think you're fine. And then if you want to get back, I mean, I think we already gave great dating advice and I can't wait to hear you put that into action.
Well, I don't know how to
please
deal
don't.
With this.
Please. And if you do, we're not legally responsible.
Yeah. No, you don't. I mean, I don't know. Cause online dating is weird. I mean, I think we're lucky. I mean, obviously like Megan's in a healthy relationship and then,
but I was single for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Before we started dating.
Yeah.
And how
I fucked a ton and I went on like a bunch of, like I date people. But
yeah. Now with dating, like, so was that, did you use like, we're using apps, you're just going out and meeting people. Like let's help these people.
Well, this was all pre. I mean, this was me and Preston have been together since we've been together 5 years. 2013, right? That's math, right?
So the internet, like
the internet was in 2014.
Yeah, the internet wasn't invented. Al Gore didn't invent the internet till 2014, as everyone knows. No, I just like I fucked a lot. I didn't date as much as I fucked. I just like banged dudes. Because I really like, I'd go out, I'd like date a guy like 2-3 dates and be like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
And then just.
I mean, it's like, good to recognize that and then get away from him, right?
Well, that was my thing, is because I didn't want to be, and I've said this before, I would not be with Preston if I did not do that, because I made a conscious decision. I had a lot of friends, male and female, who were in relationships with not great, they were not happy. I'm not going to say not great people. I was going to say terrible people. But like just people were like, they don't.
It didn't line
they
up.
They should not be together. And
they
weren't obvious.
Complimentary garbage.
Right.
Neither. Yeah, exactly. Neither person was happy. Like, but they would just stay in these like stagnant, shitty relationships and be like, what are you like? You're clearly unhappy. But it's just, oh, I'd rather, it's better than being alone. And my thing was like, I disagree. Also, I mean, my parents' fucking terrible relationship. That was a great, like, where I was like, I never want to be like that.
Yeah.
Ever. So I was like, I'm just going to be alone. And I, you know, meet a guy and be like, oh, he seems really cool. I'm excited. And then I go out with him a couple times and be like, fucking never mind. My bad.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then I just go bang somebody else. And then I met Preston and was like, oh, I really like this guy. And then it was a year, which we've also talked about, of consistently talking myself out of self-sabotaging it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think especially 10 years, like, I mean, it's a long time. And it, yeah, write us back and let's know like, if you're hooking up with people or anything. But
I mean, there's so many details. I would love to get a phone conversation on this or something. Yeah. Like some kind of
be a guest,
details.
As you know. The only criteria we have for guests is
we'll Skype you in.
A human person.
Right.
That's you don't even have to have maybe listened to an episode.
Right.
Follow this up would, on the details.
Yeah, this would be a fun thing to actually talk about because this is like a lot of people, and I know, and I'm not trying to blow up your spot, but Josh Hayden, who is my buddy and was like my co-host when I did the Station Head thing last year and listens to the show. This is something that he talks about because his work schedule, he works an overnight shift in a grocery store. And so I don't know. It's like, I'm pretty sure he's still doing that. So he works these crazy hours. So he's sleeping during the day. He lives in a small town. And so it's difficult for him to go out and meet people because it's not like is going to like go out to a bar because it's like, okay, but he's working at 8 o'clock at night. So he's not going to, so it's just hard for him to meet people. And that like bums him out sometimes as it would bum anyone out to be in that kind of a schedule, that kind of a cycle where you're not out meeting people. And so you just become more of a recluse. And I think the longer that you're doing any behavior, whether it's going out, hooking up with people or like being alone and being single, it just becomes habit. And then you're like, okay, how do I don't even know how to behave in the dating world or around people. That's something that Josh and I talked about. Where he's just like, I don't even know how to, because he's like not out doing social things. And so then it gets to the point where you're like, I want to, but fucking how even do I do that? And so, yeah, that would be interesting to have her on because that's like a real problem. And a lot of people that are listening, that listen to podcasts, like, I know that's a lot of people do it because they work crazy hours or they're alone working, you know? And so that actually would be good. We'd love to have you on, Kendra.
Yeah, for sure.
That, I mean, on, right?
We can figure out the tech there.
Yeah. So we'll
work
on that.
New York or LA. That's
no,
the tech.
No, we can FaceTime. We can finagle.
Yeah, that's the tech. I'll buy you a train ticket from wherever you are.
Yeah.
If you're close, if you're in Amtrak right away, we'll get you. That would be fun.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I am going to go up to Boston for 4 or 5 days when I come out there. So if anyone has like any New England listeners, I want to get outside of the city. So give me like some places to go that aren't in Maine. Cause I only ever go up to Maine whenever I'm there.
Cool.
But like someplace cool, not fucking anywhere in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Anywhere other than Connecticut, basically.
Yeah, it's all just rich. Sorry, now I zoned out because I was looking at my email to look at the picture of the pussy hat that Megan sent to me.
You're
so
welcome.
We are doing work.
We have really
And this pussy hat isn't like the fucking Women's March pussy hat. This is a proper
No. It's a pussy face.
Pussy, and it's your face. It looks like you should be in Hellraiser. It looks like a monster from the movies Hellraiser.
Yeah, it looks like a monster from the Upside Down.
Could not be further from the Women's March pussy hats, actually.
I would have loved to go to the Women's March and worn that.
In one of those, yeah.
But like, mine's more anatomically correct than yours. I love feminism more.
Yeah. Just like, oh yeah, we're a pair of real beef curtains. It's like,
Jesus.
I feel like we've really helped the people.
Yeah,
today.
Thank you guys so much for responding. That was a last minute thing. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks for last minute making the episode for us.
I know. It's great. Yeah, well, I know you guys like listening to us just talk to each other about stupid bullshit, but we're like, let's do something and do like a real help thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like for the first time in our lives.
Yeah. So we hope that was helpful. That was really super fun.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about my dating life. I'm like, well, do I need to date? Yeah.
You should be questioning your dating life. No. You're going to get so much. You're going to get so much tail after this fucking Halloween costume.
I'm going to hard say no on that.
Tail, like the tail we're going to staple to his lower back.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be the tail. Can we use a towel?
Did you ever play Cats when you were little?
No. What is Cats?
So we're your cats. Me and my friend used to do it. And we just, I don't know. I just had like this like very crazy memory rush when I thought of tails. And we'd take just bath towels and we put them down our pants and we crawl around and we'd eat like goldfish crackers out of bowls and drink juice out of bowls.
My God.
And
we crawl around with
towels
that.
In our butts.
Very similar to what furries do.
Yeah, so and then we'd fuck each other. And then me and my 5-year-old girlfriend would fuck each other.
Right. Using the towels.
Yeah. Just covered in goldfish and apple juice. We'd use that as lube. We'd mash it up, create a paste.
Jam-a-lambs. I am sweating.
That's
dumb. Like, whew, I got a sweat roll. I'm wearing a bathing suit. It is hot as fuck.
It is hot as fuck.
Oh, by the way, when I come out there, I can totally exclusively wear all my Spuds McKenzie shirts because it's going to be chilly.
perfect weather.
Polyester weather. Perfect sleeveless sweater weather.
Yeah. It's the best. Oh my God. All right. Get some sweaty jam-a-lambs here.
You're grabbing your sweaty tits.
Well, I feel sweat rolling down in my body. I know. We're like, yeah, let's do these jam-a-lambs.
In my body. Gross.
Yeah. It's rolling down.
It back into me.
Right.
That's good. Recycling. Recycle, right. Reuse, exactly. Reduce.
So my pussy lube. So when a lot of times, when women squirt, it's urine. When I squirt, it's my tit sweat.
Yeah, you don't use apple juice and goldfish like I did when I was a kid.
I use my own tit sweat when I fuck my friends with towels.
Yeah. I can't wait to come out to New York. It's gonna be great.
I know.
Okay. So this first jam-a-lamb, this is kind of an old one and we haven't done it for a specific reason.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do it. It's from Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
And we just want you, we haven't forgotten you. And it's not that we're not going to do it, but we're waiting.
Right. We love you. We love your jam-a-lamb, but we know that it's a very specific request.
It's very specific.
For us to have a conversation with some other people from another podcast. And we want to have those people on as guests. So when we are having one of those people, at least on as a guest, and we're going to discuss your jam-a-lamb and your concern with that
and
person.
And it'll probably be a whole episode. So
yeah. And it's going to be a whole episode. So
we just want you to know, we felt bad because we kept putting it off. Cause we were like, we can have this person on this week and it hasn't worked out yet with scheduling. But we don't want you to think that we're like, fuck you, Catherine.
No, we
dumb
respect
bitch.
The jam-a-lambs.
Yeah, we love it. We love it very much. We have the means for this to be great.
Right.
So we'd rather
and
wait.
And also, I would like you to know that there are two of the people involved in this have seen it. I have forwarded your jam-a-lamb to both of these people the day we got it. I was like, hold on. I sent it to those two people and they were both like, God damn it. One was like, God damn it. And the other one was like, fuck yeah, our fans are the best.
Your voice has been heard.
Yeah. So everyone is aware of the situation.
Yeah. We're just
so if you thought that your jam-a-lamb might start some shit, you're right.
You're right. It
$20
did.
Well
and
spent.
Yeah. So good job. And I mostly am also saying this because, as you did say, this is the only thing I will state from your jam-a-lamb. I am also aware that Octavia is watching. And so we want to make sure everyone knows that everything's above board and we're being respectful of you. So keep posted for that.
Okay. Other jam-a-lambs. We have a slew of jam-a-lambs.
And this one is real quick. Right to the point from Andre, who I think lives on the cool. He's from Georgia and he lives on Dixie Highway, which I think I'm hoping is a large road. So like people won't find you and kill you.
Right.
It's got highway in it. So that's probably like a pretty big street.
Yeah.
That just sounds mad. Like you just sit on your porch and drink mint juleps.
Yeah.
And have like cute old timey racist conversations.
Yeah. Just sit out
on
there.
On Dixie Highway.
Well, Dixie Highway in Florida, when I lived in Boca, Dixie Highway, that was where the train tracks were. It was fucking real cool. Yeah.
Ooh, so is Dixie Highway like huge?
It might be.
Like, is it like a one situation? Like where it's not like really a highway, but it goes.
Yeah. It's more of a byway.
Fuck you. Okay. So
it's
this
more
was
of a byway.
I hate you. No.
I'm too.
Well, Andre.
Okay.
You gave us a lot of money for specific reason.
Yes.
Cause you wanna fuck Wendy.
Yeah.
And you know that $60 is more than enough to get that done.
Yeah. For $60, he said he thought thank you. He said he has a crush on me, and that made me feel so special. Thanks, Andre. And thank you for also, because Andre is like active on social media and gives us shout outs and like you're killing it on social media.
Thank you. You guys, it's so nice when you guys go the extra mile on social media. That really helps us out a lot.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And thank you for the Jam-a-lams because are we putting this in the episode? Beginning?
Yeah, I think at the end.
And? Okay, well then
middle,
you already,
fuck it.
Well then, fuck it. Then you know exactly what this money's going towards. Our keto
baloney
cunt.
Pussies.
Yeah. You know exactly what it's going towards. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, we love you. Rate and review. Anything else we want to plug? Ugh. Mister's Bake Shop.
Yeah.
Your Patreon?
Go to my Patreon.
Yeah.
Just send us money.
Yeah.
We'll take it. We're
all
there.
Right. Yeah.
No, the sponsors and just, you know, thanks.
Yeah, thanks everybody. We gotta go make this costume.
We only have 2 months. We gotta get on it.
Try hard to reason with it. Every time it turns out the same.